For CRI, I'm Alexander Orcott. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with Pakistani President Mahmood Hussein here in Beijing, with the two talking about the creation of, quote, a community of shared destiny. The two presidents have agreed to enhance the current strategic and cooperative partnership agreements between the two countries. They've also pledged to tighten ties in economics, security and interpersonal exchanges, as well as anti-terrorism cooperation. This is Mahmood Hussein's first official foreign trip since taking office in September. Premier Li Keqiang is due to meet with the visiting president later this Thursday. Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych has agreed to a truce with the opposition leaders. They have also agreed to start negotiations aimed at ending the bloodshed of the past days. This comes amid another tense night in the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, as protesters continue to occupy Independence Square. Casualty figures from the deadly clashes, which first erupted Tuesday, now stand at 26 dead and over 600 others injured, including close to 350 police officers and over 250 protesters. Yanukovych has also sacked the head of the armed forces in the fallout from the violence. The third and final day of the latest round of Iranian nuclear talks is set to get underway later today in Vienna. So far, no agreements have been reached. However, negotiators at the talks are suggesting both sides are clarifying their positions. The talks are designed to create a permanent nuclear deal to replace the interim agreement hammered out in November. That deal has seen Iran shut down its critical enrichment programs in exchange for temporary sanctions relief for 6 months. Iran has since gone on record saying it will not permanently shut down any of its nuclear facilities, noting its long-standing position that its nuclear programs are for peaceful purposes only. Health authorities in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, are reporting 6 people are now dead following a pair of massive blasts outside the Iranian Cultural Mission. 129 others have been injured in the blasts, which hit the heartland of Hezbollah. The Al-Qaeda-linked group, the Abdullah Azam Brigades, is taking credit for the attacks. This is the same group which claimed responsibility for the deadly attack outside the Iranian embassy in Beirut in November, which left 25 dead and close to 150 others injured. Wednesday's attack is the latest in a string of sectarian violence, which has pitted opponents of Bashar al-Assad government against those who support the rebels in neighbouring Syria. This most recent attack has already sparked widespread international condemnation. Schools are being shut down for the rest of the week in a city and surrounding county in Zhejiang following a major outbreak of norovirus. Over 400 students have come down with norovirus in the city of Haining and surrounding Heian County, which is about 50 kilometers east of the provincial capital, Hangzhou. Several schools, including kindergartens and middle schools, have been affected by the outbreak. At this point, authorities believe the outbreak can be traced back to a bottled water which has been delivered from the same company. Local authorities have ordered schools to disinfect their canteens, classrooms, dorms and bathrooms. So far, no deaths have been reported. Norovirus is a common form of viral gastroenteritis, which causes vomiting and diarrhea. It normally passes in 3 to 5 days and usually strikes in densely populated areas. Facebook has said it will buy messaging app WhatsApp for $19 billion. This marks the social networking giant's biggest purchase to date. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg describes WhatsApp services as incredibly valuable. Users can send messages through WhatsApp over internet connections without text messaging fees. WhatsApp has over 450 million monthly users. The company says some 1 million new users are registering on a daily basis. Facebook's biggest purchase had been Instagram, which was sealed at $1 billion. Airbus is increasing its stake in a Chinese joint venture in a bid to try to reinforce its production of A320 rudders. The European aircraft maker is increasing its stake in the Harbin-Hefei Airbus Composite Manufacturing Centre from 20% to 25%. Under the new agreement, HMC will produce 80% of all A320 rudders. The joint venture currently produces 50% of all the A320 rudders. HMC was established in 2009 between Airbus and a group of Chinese partners. Those are the latest headlines from CRI. I'm Alexander Orcott.